Welcome to the Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show. This is Josh Kirby, and I have with me today a special guest, Brenna O'Neill, who is starring. Is it starring or co-starring?
No, I'm just in it.
Just in it. Supporting the Beauty and the Beast show with Maplewood Barn Repertory Theater. Tell me a little bit about the show that you're in.
Well, it's Disney's Beauty and the Beast, so it's the classic princess story. Boy meets girl, girl turns boy into a hideous monster.
God, always going after the hideous monsters. These crazy princesses, I tell you what. Alright, well, it seems like you've had a lot of background in the theater. Tell me a little bit about what led you up to getting to this type of role.
I've done theater since junior high. I started in, like, church youth group, skit kind of things. Moved up into doing plays in high school, did plays in college. I've been with FACT for, I want to say, 3 years.
3 years now? Yeah, I think that's probably right, yeah. Yeah, I think you joined the same time that I did.
I think so, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So about 3 years. Have you done anything with FACT previously?
With
other
Maplewood?
Shows? Or with Maplewood.
This is my first Maplewood show. Okay. I've done a show in Columbia at Columbia Entertainment Company. This is my first Maplewood and my first outdoor theater.
Is it completely outdoors?
It is completely outdoors.
Wow, I didn't know that. I knew they had a barn. The last one that I went to was Macbeth. I went and saw Macbeth there. Oh, scary show. They had it inside the barn, but this is outside that they're doing this.
Yeah, one. It's almost always outside. They move it inside for weather sometimes. Okay. They will not for this show. That's actually something different. It's too big. We can't move it inside, so we actually have a couple rainout days.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's backup just in case things. Storm comes in and you're like, oh, well, we'll play it again next weekend. Awesome. Do you know anyone else in the show?
I actually know several people. Belle is Sarah Jost. She was my AD in the show I was in with Columbia Entertainment Company about 3 years ago. And then there's a couple CMU grads, fellow CMU grads. Courtney Myers is the Wardrobe, and Dane Johnson is the Beast.
And what are you playing? I haven't even asked you. What's your character?
I am ensemble, so I have a villager / angry mob member and a dancing plate.
So you get to be, well, okay. Nah, I was thinking of the teapot. I actually just watched the Emma Watson one.
Yeah, it's pretty
really good. I was really impressed. But I was thinking of the tea kettle. It's the mom of Chip.
Yes.
And then you're a plate. So how many other accessories are alive and animated in this one, in this version?
Let's see. We have, of course, Mrs. Potts and Chip and the Wardrobe and Lumiere and Cogsworth. Uh-huh. And Babette. She's a feather duster. We have four plates, four napkins, several small child silverware.
Oh my gosh. That'd be adorable.
A whisk. Some kind of beer stein, a pie server. I actually really like how that costume
turned
out. A
whisk and a beer stein?
Yeah.
So who puts together all these costumes? That sounds pretty complicated.
It was kind of a group effort, though our main costumer is Justina. I want to say her last name is Simons.
Okay.
She masterminded quite a bit of these crazy costumes.
I could imagine a lot of aluminum foil was put into it.
Actually, no. Foam stuff, a lot of paint.
Not
too much aluminum foil.
No coat hangers or anything?
No, with small children in the cast, you gotta have things that are durable.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So what's your favorite part of the show?
Oh, that's hard. My favorite part of the show is probably working with the kids and watching them experience theater. I have a daughter in the first ensemble piece, Belle, and this is her first show ever.
Okay.
So it's fun to see them learn and grow and to act on stage. They've got this cute little part in Be Our Guest as the silverware. Precious.
Perfect. Well, what's your favorite costume and character inside the show?
Okay. Well, everybody's favorite character is always Belle.
Okay.
I've loved Belle since the animated movie. But my favorite costume is probably the wardrobe.
Okay.
It has working drawers.
What?
It's pretty awesome.
And is it light enough? Like, how hard is it for...
It's pretty heavy. I have to actually help her get out of the costume at the end of the night. And it's heavy. It's foam, but that's a lot of foam.
Uh-huh. Okay, wow. All right. All foamed up and put together. That's insane. All right. What are some other things that you could tell me? I think who's the director of it? Who's directing?
Robert Click is the director. And in fact, people probably know Hillary Myers.
Okay.
She went to high school with Robert.
Oh, okay.
So there's the connection.
Gotcha.
He, from what I understand, this is his first show to direct himself. And he has done a wonderful job.
Alright, and do you have a musical director as well?
Ben, and I'm ashamed to say I don't know his last name. He's a college student, a grad student at Mizzou.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Now, are there any deviations from the actual original performance? So what are some deviations you might say have been done to this specific show, just a little bit, because I know you know how theater works. It's always it's the same show, the same plot line, but there's always something different that people like to put in. What are those things?
Well, obviously we don't have a castle for Gaston to fall off of.
Okay.
And die, so his end works a little differently. But it works very, very well. It's not that different, but we have two different actors playing Chip, and they alternate. Because it's kind of a big role for as young as these kids are.
Oh, wow, okay. That is different. Well, a final thing to ask, where can we see this show, and how much, when also, and then how much does it actually cost?
It is all this weekend and next weekend at Maplewood Barn Theater in Columbia. It's $12 for adults and $3 for anyone under 10. Bring your own lawn chair or blanket. Okay. Come sit on the lawn.
Have you had a good turnout so far since you started?
It has been wonderful. Opening night was a Thursday. It was hot. So we had, enough people, but every night since then has been 160, 170.
Oh my gosh, 160, 170 people. Got a lot of babies going on in the background. Oh well, that's all we've got here for Fayette Area Community Theater. I want to thank Brenna and her special guests, and my special guests, of course, our two daughters here in the background. Community theater isn't community theater without community, and we are strongly building that. But thanks for listening in, and I'm going to have to go see what Nora's doing right now. But Fayette Area Community Theater Mystery Show, signing off.